My name is Michael O'Connell. Welcome to a bonus podcast. This is a part of an interview I had with Alex Howard of O'Reilly Media. This was edited out of the final version of the podcast that was previously uploaded. Listening back to it later on, I thought it was something that was interesting and could stand on its own. I hope you enjoy it. You recently wrote a story about the way New York used digital technology to reach out to citizens during Hurricane Sandy. This is an example of the intersection that we talked about before between government and community. Can you describe what happened?
It's a pretty straightforward tech story in a way. The FCC worked with FEMA and New York's Office of Emergency Management to roll out something that they've been developing nationwide. And essentially what it does is uses some technology, hardware that's now part of phones that are manufactured in the U.S., and will, I think, by the end of 2014, need to be part of pretty much all the phones we're getting, that creates another communications option for emergency management professionals to send a message to phones. And what's interesting about it is that it can send a message to all phones in a particular area, right? All phones that are nearby a given cell tower get this alert. And what happened during Sandy is the first time New York used the system. It's been used elsewhere around the country. The New York calls it Plan, elsewhere at CMS. But when I, when I shared the story and said, have you ever experienced this? People said, oh, yeah, I got an alert in Florida. Oh, yeah, I got an alert from a tornado somewhere else. So the, these alerts go out. You get a flash alert on your phone to saying, seek shelter, seek cover, something is coming.
Sure.
And it's an interesting story to cover just because I was able to do a quick search and see all these people sharing screenshots of the alert on their phone, right? And then and that became part of the story. That was part of the social data I could integrate into it. It made it more interesting because it's here people are actually experiencing the end result. Now, that's a kind of a simple classic IT push. What was a really interesting angle for me in that story too, though, is because New York City released data that it had collected, news organizations, in particular WNYC and a news developer named John Keefe, who I've written a profile
of,
was able to make a couple really good maps. One, it was an evacuation map, saying if you're in these places, leave. and another looking at a potential flooding map. And those extend the ability of government to get information out there, and more to the point, by releasing that data, they enable people who are, frankly, better at telling stories about it, which is what people in the media are supposed to do, to tell that story to inform the public about a safety issue. And that's a really notable collaboration, and it's why I wrote the heck out of it, because... I think it's a best practice for every single city on the planet, right? To say that here's what we have is verified information. Give it to the media in forms that they can use it to then convert it into stories and interactives that give the public information that they need during critical times to make better decisions. This is the classic movement from from data, right, to information to knowledge, and you know. Ideally, down the road, you get to wisdom, too. But, of course, you and I know that that's a progression that you usually only get through decades of experience.
Well, this sort of speaks to the whole open data or open information in government, open government, that we really – journalists should be pushing for as much as they can. Because information that may seem – It's amazing, sort of the stuff that's hidden behind walls that really shouldn't be, that could have like a huge positive impact. You know, this is obviously an emergency situation. It's clear to see, but having the open, having an open government, having that data available for journalists to help them inform their stories and bring out bigger things to make to make a better government, make the government run more efficiently is something that should be part of what we're doing in this sort of move forward. You've been listening to It's All Journalism, a weekly podcast about the changing face of the media. You can find out more about this podcast at itsalljournalism.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at alljournalism. This podcast was designed to be a two-way discussion about the future of journalism. We'd like to hear what you have to say. It's All Journalism welcomes suggestions from listeners about possible topics or interview subjects for upcoming podcasts. Email your suggestions to editor@itsalljournalism.com.